This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Pound says, stop invoking our civil rights leaders and calling people a coward. You come from a people whose culture is fleeing their homeland and coming to the USA. Coward is the last thing you should say. Hey, dude, I'm sorry if you're butthurt by what I say. I'm going to speak my mind. If you haven't met me for 32 years, you don't know me. I'm going to speak my mind. And Colin Kaepernick is a coward. How do you like that? All right. I like my activists to be active, to be out front fighting for their cause. And I don't see him fighting for any cause up front. So, sorry. You and I are going to disagree on Kaepernick, and he's a coward. Because if he really wanted to be a quarterback, he would have gone to the CFL right away and shove it up the NFL's ass by kicking ass in the CFL. And half the fan base would have gone crazy and said, you better go sign that guy. But he didn't. He didn't force the issue. He quit, and he hid behind the scenes and got his Nike money. He didn't really want to be a quarterback. If he wants to be a quarterback, he does what Warren Moon did and Joe Theismann and Jeff Garcia. Those guys were told no for different reasons, obviously. I'm not denying that the man was blackballed, but you got to fight it. You got to fight it, dude. Jackie Robinson put up with it, dude. He opened the door for everybody else. That's the way it is. That's what activism is. You feel that that nuclear power plant shouldn't be there? Well, then that's why they park their asses in front of the driveway of it and they tie themselves to a fence and get arrested, because that's activism. So you and I have a different definition of activism. That's all. You and I have a different definition of fighting for your career. That guy didn't fight. That guy kept saying and just waiting for somebody to give it to him when he didn't go out and take it. Like others have. Mark Dixon was told no, went to the CFL, came back. Cam Wake was told no, went to the CFL and came back. You can go to that league and go play your ass off and play at a level that the people in this side say, oh, no, we got to have them. But, hey, your definition of activism is different than mine. That's all. All right? So you don't like it? Too damn bad. Switch the channel, my brother. Turn it off, Pound. I ain't holding a gun to your head here. All right? But if you think you're going to control the narrative on this show and you're going to tell me what to think, get the hell out of here, dude. Okay? So I'm old school, man. I'm about fighting. I'm about fighting for what you believe in. And there's no fight there, bro. Nothing. There's a typical millennial. Just give, give, give. Give me, give me, give me. So, that's it. Give Sean Monday off, I'm told. Take a day off, O. You deserve it, O. Civil rights leaders. We haven't seen civil rights leaders since the 60s. Exactly. Squeeze says, take a vacation. Irving... Let's see. It's easy for him to say he was fired for his activism, but reality is he's lost his job before he was an activist. Hey, reality is he didn't fight for his job. That's the reality. As I've said before, my man, you're an actor. And, hey, man, you can't make it in Hollywood. You go to New York. Can't make it in New York. Well, then go to Nashville. Go to London. You know Jimi Hendrix. Wanted to be a musician, one of the greatest guitarists of all time. Couldn't make it in the States. He had to go to London first. Yeah. Yeah. They figured out his greatness before we did. One of ours had to go across the pond and go get famous. Why? Because he fought for his love for what he does. It's the way it is, man. You know, you want to run a business, maybe you fail, but you open up another business and you fail again, but then you open your third one and you learn from your first two and now you're successful. You were relentless at it. You took acting jobs, commercials, anything, and then eventually it hit. You became an actor. You're a musician. You had to be in bars for years until you got that record contract. But damn, you got it in China first, because you were big in China. And then finally, you know, Island Records or Atlantic noticed you here in the States and then brought you over. Now, all of a sudden, the American is back on his own soil with a record contract. We all fight for what we want, man. Do you know how many times we're told we can't do something? No, we're not allowed. We're not allowing you to do this. No, you can't get this job. No, you've been fired. Why? No reason at all. Politics involved. But then you find a way to overcome all of that. Those are the people I respect. Those are the people that I admire. I admire Klay Thompson. Injury after injury, did not give up. That's what I'm used to, man. Sorry. I see no fight in that guy. That guy never forced the issue. No, give me a workout. Give me a workout. Why? Oh, because I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I played 5 years ago. Not because I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I went to the CFL, and I kicked ass, and I threw for 4,000 yards and won 2 Grey Cups. No. I'm Colin Kaepernick, and I've done nothing. I've sat around for 5 years with my thumb in my ear doing nothing. Sorry. Your activism, your fight is different than mine. I admire the people that truly fight the fight. Those are the people I admire. Okay? I admire John Travolta, who was on top of the world, then lost it all, was like a B actor for a short time, and then revived his career. I admire Aerosmith. They were the bomb. And then in the very early 80s, went into a hellhole that you thought they were never going to come out of, and then Run DMC saves their asses. And the rest is history for Aerosmith. I admire the people that keep fighting the fight. You know, and I can come up with endless amounts of examples of people that were denied and fought it and came back. People that were on top, lost it and got it back. We have tons of stories like that. He's not one of them. So, your admiration for certain people is different than mine. That's how we're going to always differ on Colin Kaepernick. I'm old school. Oh, you're not. Wait a minute. You're not allowing me to do this? Oh, really? Okay. I'm going to take it away from you. That's all.